Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Y'all Gay. I'm Ever Maynard.
And I'm Allie Clayton.
And today, we're just hanging out. Allie's high. We're shooting the shit.
I apologize, y'all. I didn't realize we were recording tonight, and then Ever texted me. I was like, ready to go. And I'm like, oh, crap. I just smoked some weed. But that's okay. It just makes me laugh more.
Hell yeah. All right, y'all. Take a listen. Stay gay. Like and review. I'm sorry, Allie.
Okay, that's okay. Follow, subscribe, whatever. Love y'all.
Well, you get it. All right, love y'all. Be gay.
Hey y'all, hey y'all, the tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
I'm recording, I don't care.
Listen, I don't give a shit. I am recording.
You can take whatever that H-E-L-L you're riding on and shove it right up your A-S-S because I'm recording. I'm recording right now.
That was rude because I'm dyslexic and you know that.
Then you can shove it up your S-S-A.
Oh, man. How's your day going, bud?
Pretty good. I started a new medicine regimen, and that's been interesting because I usually take my Lamictal at night because it helps me sleep.
I forgot that's how you say it.
What is it? Lamictal? Mm-hmm. Lamictal?
Lamictal.
So I usually take it at night, and then I was talking to my psychiatrist, and I was like, I think maybe like a low dose in the morning would be helpful for me right now. And I'm taking a low dose, and then I'm like, it's making me tired.
Yeah, I think that's why you're supposed to take it at night.
Well, she said I could take two little pills during the day.
Just two tinies.
But two tinies is wiping me out.
It's maybe wiping you need butthole. Maybe you just need one tiny.
I think I'm going to have to try one tiny, because I'll tell you what, I have been less stressed.
Nice.
These past couple days. And I don't know if that's just because I'm tired and I don't have time to be stressed. I only have time for naps. You're getting ready to go.
Yeah.
On a trip.
Going to see Bubs. I'm so excited.
When do you leave again?
I'm leaving on Wednesday.
Okay. So does he listen? Is he going to know if we talk about this?
No, because I asked his girlfriend, does he listen? And she said he doesn't.
Okay, great. Perfect.
But he's very supportive and tells everybody about it.
Yeah, good.
Which is great. Which I'm like, that's fine. I don't need him to listen. But yeah.
Yeah, so you're getting ready to go to Nebraska. Now, that's an exotic state.
Is it? I've never been.
Oh, I've heard nothing but exotic things.
Yeah, like
about
what did
Nebraska.
You hear about Nebraska?
Well, number one, it is horny and romantic. The weather is humid, so it's ripe for sex. I heard it's very green. They right now, especially this time of year, Nebraska is known for its foliage.
Do you like that Tim McGraw song, Where the Green Grass Grows?
I heard it, but I wasn't. I'm telling you, I only recently started to like country music, become tolerant, and that's because of you. But growing up, I was all about Slipknot.
I can hear it in my mind right now.
I see you. You're waving. You're waving your body, dog.
Yeah.
You got that body wave.
I'm going to live where the green grass grows.
Green grass grows.
Watch my corn pop up in rows.
Now, he's the one, he said, I'm still serving Bud Light in my bar.
Yeah, was that Tim?
Oh, was that Garth?
That was Garth.
Yeah, because Garth is gay friendly.
Garth loves the gays.
Garth has gays in his family. Oh, now, Allie, I see that you're drinking out of a blue, non-color changing cup. And it's interesting that you would bring this up. Because listeners, as you know, there is a class action lawsuit against color changing cups.
The color changing coochie cups.
There is a direct recall. We don't want the cups back. Throw them away. They are non-recyclable. We are learning. We made a mistake. We're learning. Okay. We're growing and we appreciate your patience and your compassion.
Yes.
But immediately stop.
Yes, don't use it.
Allie and I are coming out with a new, now this is pretty exciting. It's a mug for the holiday where, you know, you could put chocolate and a marshmallow in it and it melts.
Yep.
And then if the mug gets too hot, you could see like a Christmas tree. But it's a pussy.
What? Tell us.
It's a pussy.
A pussy? That's exciting.
A holiday pussy for
a
you.
Holiday. It says, unwrap this.
What have you been up to this week?
Just working. This is my last week with Lena, which is hard for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to really, really.
Are you going to get her a gift? Like a scrapbook?
I was thinking about giving her one of my pageant crowns. Because she loves like
That's
dressing
so
up
sweet.
And stuff. And I have so many.
Give her two.
Well, I mean.
Just one. Let's not be greedy. Okay, Lena. One is enough.
Yeah, so. That's made me a little sad, but
yeah, it's a big life change too.
It is.
You know, you've just known this baby for a couple years now.
Yeah, since she's 2.5 since she was like 8 months.
You've been holding that baby since she was 8 months old.
Mm-hmm. She told me the other day, she said, "You're my family."
Did you cry?
It was very hard not to. I did definitely tear up. She said, "Mama's my family."
That sounds like Lilo.
Dada's
Lilo
my family.
And Stitch.
Allah's my family.
That's so nice. Does she know that you're not going to be?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know exactly how well she. Well, she got upset when I was leaving Wednesday, and she wanted me to stay longer. And I was like, "But it's time for me to go home." And she said, I'm worried you're not going to come. She told me she was worried I won't come back.
Oh, so she knows something's up. I'm sorry, Allie. That's rough.
Yeah.
Oh, listeners, we are, and we've messaged you on Patreon. Mm-hmm. We're going to get this. Y'all need to let us know the size of shirt you want and the color, okay?
Yep, I just sent out.
Allie worked all damn day on an Excel spreadsheet.
I'm getting organized, y'all. If you can see back here ever, I'm taking inventory of merch.
Yeah, good.
And, yeah.
I think we should do gay wad on the front.
You think gay wad?
Or stay gay.
Or stay gay.
Or y'all, something like that. We'll figure it out. We should do a poll.
Yeah, let's do a poll.
We'll do a poll.
But we can, you know, we'll send out the design we have now, and then maybe we'll have.
We'll get slick
we'll
later
get
with
slick
it.
Later. But these are great.
Are you thinking about getting slick in Nebraska?
Oh, when I'm staying in my brother's studio apartment with him and his girlfriend.
Oh. That's going to be a reality check.
I mean, I think it's a pretty big studio, but there's not walls.
Real intimate.
Which, that's fine for me and my brother.
I'm going to let you keep talking on that one.
I mean, yeah, like me and Bubs.
He's going to be so surprised.
Even like if. We stay at a hotel or like whenever we're home for Christmas, we choose to sleep in the same bed. Like we like to hang out with each other.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That's real nice.
Yeah.
That's family stuff, man.
Yeah, I'm excited. He has no idea I'm coming. It's going to be a huge... And I.
So who's picking me up from the airport?
His girlfriend. And she's the one that was like, it's the sweetest thing in the entire world. She was like, I think the best present I could give him would be you. He talks about you every single day.
Wow.
I know.
That's so sweet.
So sweet.
That's very sweet. And how long are you going to be out there for?
2 weeks. I was only going to go for like a week, but then I have been invited to go to the lake house of the creator of Bacon Bits.
How come you didn't tell me this? Fuck you, Allie. You couldn't tell me that? You didn't think in one moment I would like to hear
and
that?
Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm really sorry, because that is something you would definitely want to hear.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. But that's...
And the creator. And how did you meet the Bacon Bits person?
My brother's friend. I forget what his real name is, but Bubs...
They call him Bacon Bits?
No, Bubs calls him the Princess Slayer. I don't know.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
But I can't remember his name.
I told you Nebraska is a horny state. Right?
Yeah. Brian? I think it might be Brian. But it's his grandpa.
The heir of the Bacon Bits throne.
Yes. It's my brother's like best friend in Nebraska.
Oh, my God.
And I think they just met at like a bar or something, because he doesn't do any kind of research.
Dang. Now that's cool. Mm-hmm. How long are you going to be at that lake house? Like a week?
No, I don't think a week. I think maybe like a weekend.
Now, did Bubs's girlfriend invite you out?
Yeah, she's planned like this whole thing.
Man.
Mm-hmm. And she does listen.
That's nice.
Hey, Marie.
Hey, what's up?
She's great.
Damn.
Yeah.
Are you going to get free Bacon Bit merch?
God, I hope so.
Could
I don't necessarily want
ranch?
A bunch of Bacon Bits, but I would like Bacon Bit merch.
A Bacon Bit merch would be incredible. Mm-hmm. Do they have different flavors now with Bacon Bits?
I don't know.
I feel like Bacon Bits is a conservative gay icon.
A conservative it's gay. Closeted.
It's a closeted gay icon. Fiscally conservative. This Bacon Bits gay is in Congress right now, voting against gay rights
themselves.
Yeah.
There's a boat. I'm excited about that. Yeah.
Now, I got to ask you, have you seen that documentary about the boat? The Murdaugh?
Oh, yes.
Wait,
the Murdaugh.
The Murdaughs?
The Murdaugh. Yes. The Murdaugh murder.
Did you know them? Did you know them? Have we talked about this?
I didn't know him personally, no.
But did your dad?
I don't know. He might have.
Because they were from around your area, right?
Were they from North Carolina or South Carolina?
All the Carolinas are the same to me.
Well, you're wrong.
Okay, who do you think? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing. What are you going to wear on the boat?
My swimsuit. That new one you saw.
This is going to be exciting, Allie.
Thank you. I'm excited as well. I hope I get to tube. I can't stand up on skis.
I keep falling on skis and I just refuse to do it anymore.
Yeah, I don't. I feel like,
You know, it's not for me.
I've never been able to do it, and I don't think this year's going to be the year. But I love to hop in an inner tube.
Oh, get me on an inner tube. Sometimes just drag me behind the boat.
One.
Put me in a life jacket and just drag me around.
Yeah.
I haven't done that in a minute.
That's a rash. Go with your...
That's a water burn.
Yeah, your legs to the front. I mean, that's a douche like you've never had. When I was 12, I think, I was at the lake for a week with my friend's family, and we did...
This is when we find out your friend's family is like Magic Johnson's?
Oh, no, we were definitely like... in a camper.
Oh, okay.
And we rode the inner tube so much, I had like full burns all over my butt.
Oh my God.
Got home just butt covered in burns.
Damn, Allie, that's just sucks.
Couldn't stop tubing.
I got a tube. It's barely been hot out here. I usually love to boogie board.
Yeah.
And it's too cold. I'm ready to get a rash. I'm ready to get a boogie board.
I don't know how you get in that Pacific Ocean, though. Ain't it real chilly?
It's chilly, but then you just dive in and you're like, take me away.
See, I get to shivering. I have a hard time getting in the Atlantic Ocean.
I know, and it's just a little bit warmer. Not too much. I didn't think I was going to enjoy swimming in New York, to be honest.
And how'd you like it?
I loved it.
Yeah, I'm going on Saturday.
Oh, wow. With who?
My roommate, Kedri.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What?
Prowling around the beach. Two little cats prowling.
No, I'm excited just to like lay in the sun, have a little nap in the sun, do some reading.
Pee in a cup. A cup.
It's hard to pee in a cup now because we don't have that tent anymore.
Shit, you're going to have to get a new tent.
I'm just going to have to go down to the ocean and go in and pee. What? Everybody pees in the ocean.
Everybody pees in the ocean.
Even the...
If somebody's like, hang on, I got to walk across the beach to go to the bathroom. Those disgusting little metal toilet bathrooms. Yeah. They're dumb. Who's doing that? Nobody's doing that. They're lying. They're lying to us.
Hold on. I just thought about something else.
What's
up? One time.
Here we go. Allie's high.
I am high, y'all.
We should do a high episode because I'm at work right now and I can't get
text
high.
Text me to record like 2 minutes after I'd hit my vape pen. I was like, well, I just hit my vape pen, but we can, you know, could be fun.
I had a break in work. I said, it's now or never. And next time, we should do a high episode. We should do a Patreon exclusive live high episode.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, because we can do that on, I'll figure out how on the Patreon thing, at least on the Discord. So listeners, another incentive. Hi, Hanks. Okay, what's up?
I had to tell you the thing that made me laugh so hard.
Yeah, go ahead.
We was at Family Beach Week.
With Lena?
No, with my family when I was little.
Okay, so this is a past. Yes, this is a story in the past. Okay.
We were at Family Beach Week, and I had to poop so bad.
Uh-oh.
And my mom, they didn't want to be like, oh, we got to go up the ramp, across the road, all the way back in to get. Mom said, just go poop in the ocean. And I was like, what? And she's like, whales poop in the ocean. Just go poop in the ocean. Well, I went and pooped in the ocean, but the current, the way it was going, Bubs was down just a little bit. And my turd hit him. And he ran out screaming.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
That's disgusting.
That is sick. Damn, that made me laugh. Woo.
How old were you? We're gonna find out. She was 13.
No, I was like 7 or 8.
Okay.
Appropriate shitting in the ocean age.
There's like a photo of me and my cousin Kyle where we're taking a shit in the backyard together.
How old were y'all?
It's floating around. I think 7 or 8.
I think you might have seen 17.
And I think we were, 17. Me and my teenage cousin Kyle. I do remember the day, and I know that photos around. It changes. Sometimes it's at my Aunt Kathy's house. Sometimes it's at my mom's house. But whoever has it, every time I'm over there, they're like, look what I found.
Now,
we were looking at a rent house, and we ended up not renting it. But for some reason, my cousin Carl and I took a big shit in the backyard.
Yeah, I was like, was this a typical thing, shitting in the yard?
Mm-mm. Right by a chain link fence.
Because we were allowed to pee in the yard, but you weren't supposed to shit in the yard. And I don't know that anybody ever told me that directly, but it was known.
That y'all could pee in the yard?
Oh, yeah.
We all had 25 acres.
Yeah, you could pee in the yard.
You had enough time. You had enough room to pee
in the
yard.
Me and Bubs peed in the yard, the front yard, like, a lot. And it would be like, Mom would pull up at the house and be like, we just go inside. And we'd just run to the front yard and pee because it takes so long to get from school out back out to the country where we lived. And I don't know why we wouldn't go outside. We'd just go pee in the yard.
Now that's freedom. Just two kids pissing in the yard. Hey, man, where are the kids?
They're pissing.
They're pissing. The kids are out here pissing. Don't worry about the kids. Mm-hmm. Oh, they'll be back in. They're just pissing. They're pissing.
Mm-hmm. Man, I got to make somebody this turkey meat tonight.
We're talking about pissing and shit in the ocean, and all of a sudden you want to bring in turkey meat? What the hell is this? What's turkey meat supposed to be?
Well, it's going to make...
Is it actually turkey meat, or is it something disgusting? It's real turkey meat.
Yeah, I got to cook it tonight. I took it out the freezer yesterday.
Like you're going to bake a turkey?
No, I got just ground turkey meat. It's going to make for like nachos.
No, I got this ground turkey meat. Going to make them for nachos. Gin. Gin. I got this turkey meat. I'm thinking like protein burgers, meatballs, nachos.
I put taco now seasoning in it.
So it's pre-made frozen turkey bits with tacos. Yes, turkey bits.
Ew.
You're just going to microwave
it? No, it's
it, or
ground
do you have to
turkey.
Reheat it?
I need to like cook it.
I know what it is.
And put the seasoning.
Oh, you still have to assemble it.
Yes.
Don't get an attitude with me. Don't act like you're mad at me. Yes.
I have to assemble it still because I was hoping I would have time tomorrow, but then I remembered I have a show tomorrow night.
Oh, where's your show? Oh, I love your Mendy's, by the way.
Thank you.
They look great.
I just got new headshots from the fabulous Mendy Tucker, fellow Southerner.
The makeup artist and the hair artist did a great job.
She did.
Yeah. Mindy makes you feel real comfortable.
It's so comfortable, you know. And I had that one photo shoot I did, and the photographer was getting kind of, because he wanted me to like keep moving like a model. And I was like, I don't know what to do. Like,
I don't know what to do with my hands.
I don't move like a model.
He's like, now look.
Yeah, and he was...
And you're like, I'm trying to look.
Getting a little irritated with me, but...
Hey, can you do me a favor tonight?
Yeah.
Can you watch a few episodes of Tex-Mex, the car show?
Tex-Mex car show?
On Netflix.
I have to do it tonight.
I mean, I would appreciate it.
A couple episodes, that's kind of asking a lot. How about just watch a episode?
Or just sometime over the weekend, because I want to be able to do gin with you. But
yeah, but Tex-Mex.
I want to do it. Two tones are hot.
Okay. Tex-Mex car show. Netflix. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need you to watch Tex-Mex so we can do the guy's voice together.
Okay, friend.
And listeners, I need y'all to listen too, so you know what I'm talking about when I'm going, two tones are hot. Take it from me.
Yeah.
Okay. It's only funny to me right now, but joke's on you. It's really funny.
Okay. I can't wait.
Okay.
I'm going to watch it.
Now, did you already plan to make this taco nachos? turkey nachos before you got high, or was this a high decision?
No, it was yesterday. I decided it, so I had to defrost the meat. So
it's already defrosted.
Yeah, or it's already defrosted. So oh, now then I gotta cook it.
You gotta cook it because it sits in that fridge too long, and you're not gonna eat it. You gotta cook it.
I know.
Everybody knows you gotta cook it.
You gotta cook it.
And as exhausting as it is, you gotta cook it. Slice and dice some tomatoes. Get some peppers. You don't like peppers.
I like not like hot ones. I got a green pepper though that I was gonna make with it, and onions.
Dice it up. Sizzle it up. Go ahead and put it. Now, have you ever made nachos with Doritos?
No.
I just thought of that. Dibs, I thought of it. Y'all don't take that from me.
That sounds like a Southern gay icon.
Doesn't that sound good? Dorito nachos?
Wow.
You get that flaming, not the flaming hot kind, but what's the one cool everybody knows
ranch.
In the
rich?
No, not that one, the other one.
Cheese.
The one in the red bag that's not
Nacho
spicy.
Nacho cheese.
Is that
I think
it?
It's just cheese, man.
Cheese Doritos? Mm-hmm. I'm going to look this up, but think about that.
Yeah, that sounds delicious. I just got regular tortilla chips. With the ones that were on sale.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you are right. It is nacho cheese. I thought it had a pepper, and I'm sorry. I would like to make a formal apology. I didn't believe you, and I didn't trust you, and that I know I will never make that mistake again.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm sorry. That I feel embarrassed, and I would like to know if you're going to forgive me or not right now.
Let me have a moment to think about it.
Okay.
Yep, I forgive you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome.
That's how you stay friends.
And that is how you friend.
Okay. Allie, what number am I thinking of? We are really reaching on this episode. I'm going to take that out.
What?
I was like, what number am I thinking of?
I was about
of?
To guess. I was like.
You would have gotten it wrong.
You don't know that.
Because guess what? I'm not thinking about a damn number. I feel like loopy right
you
now.
You do? You tired? Real tired?
I'm tired, but then I'm also like chill.
Mm.
And I don't know. I don't think this medication is for daytime.
Ah, that could be it.
It's not a daytime. It's not a daytime medication.
Not a daytime medication.
You live and you learn.
Man, today I was so pissed.
What's up? What happened?
So they kept telling me that I have to come into the office at the psychiatrist and like that I can't just keep doing it just virtually, that every 6 months.
Why not?
Every 6 months or something, there's some law I have to come in person. So
okay.
When I called and made my appointment, I said it has to be an in-person appointment. They scheduled me for today. I get there. I can't get upstairs because I'm not in the system. So, and then they won't answer the phone. After I'm there 30 minutes waiting on the phone, they get on the phone and I'm like late for my appointment. And then they're like, oh no, you have a virtual appointment.
Absolutely not.
She wasn't there. She wasn't in the office.
So what happened? You had to walk back?
Yeah. So then not walk. Like I went to the Flatiron.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Are they going to reimburse you? Did you have to, did you still do it remotely?
Yeah. They were like, oh, you can use an office to do your, and then my nurse practitioner got on there and was like, it's really busy right now. Can you just call me when you get home? And I'm like, okay. So went all the way out there, rushed, and then.
I call it a rush and brush.
And then I went to Zara because I was like, I really need some black skinny jeans. And woo, I never felt so millennial in my life walking up to a Gen Z and going, wear your high waisted black skinny jeans. Looked at me like, it's just like, I don't think we have that.
Did you get wide legs in?
No, I have some wide leg ones. Not black. But
you want some skinnies.
I like the skinnies. I really like how you showed me how to do my socks, like all scrunched up style over top of my jeans with my Air Forces.
Yeah. Yeah, that looks nice. Thanks, you getting those for Nebraska?
Yeah, or just because I feel like any moment now.
You're going to need them.
I'm going to need them. Because the current pair I have, which are Jessica Simpson's.
Are they teeter-tottering?
Yeah, they're like, I feel like in the thigh, inner thigh there. Mm. She's going to be busting through at any moment.
I hear that.
Happened I got a pair to of my those. Favorite yoga pants, my yoga pants that I've had since I was 19 years old.
The same as the Tweety Bird panties.
No, those are from seventh grade.
Okay, but I got to ask, what brand of yoga pants was this? Because if it's lasted this long.
It was just like Target.
Damn.
It was either Target or Walmart.
And it lasted that long.
Lasted that long.
That's quality. That's quality. I got to. Anybody will tell you that's quality.
I'm like, can you patch a yoga pant? I really love them. Probably just time to let
it go. I don't
know.
You might need to last. I think it might be time to let it go.
Time to let it go.
I'm sorry, Allie. That's rough.
That's okay.
But I just found out Lululemon, if you rip something or you grow it out, you get a free pair.
If you grow, like, say.
It don't work anymore. You go in there, you can get it replaced for free.
Like, even if you've had it, like, 5 years?
Mm-hmm. You got any Lulus?
Hell no, I ain't got no Lulus. That shit's expensive as hell. Well, I've never been able to convince myself to be like, yeah, $77. That's a reasonable price.
For these yoga pants, that's right.
Do you have some Lulus?
No, but Allison does.
I mean, that's fancy.
It's fancy, and guess what? If there's a rip or it's time to replace.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know that till just this moment.
No, that's a solid investment. And we're not sponsored by Lululemon. I would never step into a Lululemon. Personally, I would never wear any Lululemon. That's just not how I identify. That's not the clothes I feel comfortable in. But I will attest to their quality and their customer service.
They're so lucky to have you.
Thank
you. You're welcome.
It looks like it's about to rain. I'm cranky.
Hey, what about that roof that caved in?
Shut the fuck up. So, y'all, there's this inside joke that Allie and I have because when I was in Montreal, when I was in New York, I came home and the gas station half a block away from me had like exploded. It like caught on fire. So when Allie came down, I was like, oh my God, Allie, look. Like, can you believe it? And I honestly was in awe. I've never seen a gas station on fire. I could only imagine the damage. I saw the damage, but in the middle of it, ooh, scary. But now looking out from my apartment, I can see a roof that's been caved in. Mm-hmm. So I've just been sending Allie pictures of this roof.
Can you believe this?
Man, can you believe this roof caved in? Then we make a joke that my landlord knows about it.
Yeah,
he's not doing anything about
definitely
it.
Definitely Everest landlord's fault.
He's cheap, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's cheap.
Yeah.
If you know him, I'll tell him. He knows it. I got a back door that's about to just fall off the hinges.
Yeah, didn't they like fix that, but then they didn't fix it at all?
I mean, yeah, they did. They fixed it. They replaced the locks because it was like too hard to open. Mm-hmm. But then one of the locks, it doesn't catch. So you just pull on it. You have to lock it a certain way. The deadbolt works okay. But there's another one where it just doesn't catch. And I'm like, this is useless.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever, I guess. Break into my house. I'll sue you. I'll sue you. Listeners, don't break into my house.
I just got renter's insurance. That's very grown up.
That is grown up. But do you have car insurance?
I'm on my dad's.
Okay, because on car insurance, you can get renter's insurance.
Oh, yeah. They had a thing on there to bundle it.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your show tonight.
Oh, I don't have a show tonight. I have a show tomorrow night.
That's what it is.
It's a pride show at QED in Queens.
Today, I was monitoring ADR and like loop group and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which just means you just watch like actors or listen to them like retake lines, or like if you see a scene in a restaurant or a movie and you hear like the ambiance of like people like eating in the background or like talking in the background. They'd be like, oh my God, can I get the check, please? So how were you today? This lobster, yum. Like they just say random sentences. Yeah. There was one scene that only called for like women. And the audio engineer was like, they were like, oh, just women? And he was like, well, you never know. There could be a few cross dressers. And I was like, what? You can't, sir.
What?
What? Yeah. Yeah. He was
that,
like,
and that was just like a person never... in the background?
No, that was like the audio engineer at the facility.
Oh, my Lord.
I was like, oh, okay. We're saying this during Pride. All right. Yeah, sure. And we're using the term cross-dresser?
Yeah. I didn't know that. I haven't heard that in years.
I haven't heard that in years. I spit out my drink and I was laughing. I was like, this is so... I was flabbergasted. Mm. And he really thought he was being funny. He thought he was being slick.
And that's not funny.
And everybody else was like, ha, 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 ha. Like... okay. He was like, yeah, you know, maybe you have a girl with a deep voice. And I was like,
oh my gosh, how old is this person?
I mean, he's probably like 50 or 60.
Okay, still.
I know. It's not appropriate either way. But I was like, you're going to pull this shit in Pride Month? My man. My man, my man. Wait until July.
I know it's Pride Month and I'm supposed to be really excited and everything. But I don't feel excited this year.
Yeah, Ellie, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't feel excited because I don't like crowds.
I don't like the crowds like that either. I don't like, that's why I'm just like, I just prefer to just go to Reese.
Yeah. And
maybe I'll do some Pride something in Nebraska. But yeah, this is the first Pride I've been by myself in like 7 years.
Yeah, it's going to be an adjustment. Mm-hmm. Gonna be a lot of that, Allie, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And you know, I know you're not ready to date, but you never know.
Never know.
You know, maybe you'll meet someone. Are you open to like making out?
Yeah. I don't know how I would feel. I don't know. I get really like anxious, you know.
I get it. I felt that same way. But then I got on that horse right off the bat.
Yeah, you did.
And then I went through a dry spell, as the listeners know. I never got around to catting around. I thought I was really going to cat.
I know. You always talk about catting around, but...
And I never got it. That's
just not
me.
Not you, dog.
Man, dogs, I can't just, like, one and done it. Maybe three or four and got to go out the door it.
Yeah, I mean, if I was drinking, I'd be catting, but... I don't even know how to do this sober.
I think you just go one step at a time. In LA, it's really cool because now there's a lot of like sober meetups and sober dances. So maybe they have something like that in New York too.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
Maybe you just get high.
I think it's just going to happen like in life. Like, I don't know.
It is just going to happen in life. You don't need to force
the apps,
it.
I just don't.
Apps are not, they've never been for me. Just,
you know?
Yeah, it doesn't feel good. And then you're like, who's looking at me? And why are you messaging me? You live 60 miles away. Or in another country. Raya had women in other countries because they didn't have enough in Los Angeles. They don't let enough queer people on.
Yeah. Last week, I was driving back from babysitting, and Mom was like, oh, where you driving from? New Jersey? And I was like, no, Mom. We went on, like, one date, and it was a great date, but, like, we haven't really talked. And
I was going to ask.
No.
It's just kind of pittered out.
Yeah, just kind of pittered out, and I think just, like, I'm in Brooklyn choosing New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Like, it's difficult.
So she would have to take a ferry over and then
she
the train?
She drove. But I think it took her like an hour and a half.
Two tones are hot. When you watch that, you'll know.
Okay.
She drove?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Motivated.
Motivated.
Motivated seller.
So, yeah. But Mom was like, no. I think you need someone far away. I was like, what? And she's like, mom was like, you're
what?
She says, I'm on a streak right now. I'm on a streak.
Comedy streak. You are.
And
because you're focusing on yourself.
I need to have someone that maybe I see like once a week.
Okay.
I was like, okay, mama.
I kind of agree. I get it.
My area.
You know, it was really hard, but it was like there was no room for my ex in my life at that time when things started popping off. And I was like, you know what? That's right. People would be like, yeah, there was no room for her. Because I didn't have the time for somebody else. Mm-hmm. I only have the time for myself. And that's where you're at. And that's a great thing. Yeah. And then you're going to find someone who, because you've had this time to yourself, because you know how to manage this time, and you're learning to prioritize yourself, you're going to meet someone who's also doing the same. And it'll be really nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, Allie, you're about to go on tour?
Yeah.
You're going to like the sexiest state in the continental United States? You're going to Nebraska?
Mm-hmm.
I would say the only other state in the United States would be Hawaii. I think it's like Hawaii
and Nebraska. And then Nebraska. Yeah, for sexiness, yeah. For sure.
And then Miami, Florida. And then I would say Galveston. Then I would say one of those Carolina beaches, the Sandy Shore.
Mm-hmm. Outer Banks.
Then I would say New York, Reese Beach.
Yeah.
And then I would say the next sexiest state would probably be
New York, Utah. Reese Beach, the next sexiest state.
I would say Idaho. I think Idaho's a sexy sleeper. You know, when people are like, don't go to Mexico City, go to Tulum. Mm. And then Tulum blew up. That's going to be Idaho.
It's going to really be sexy. Idaho. The Tulum of the U.S.
Really sexy. Yeah, it's Allie, Idaho.
Maybe
right now,
Idaho's great. I've never been to Idaho. Love the potatoes.
Well, it's sexy. It's sexy and affordable. Okay. And I think right now,
Nebraska is not affordable. Lincoln, Omaha.
Well, that's because it's so sexy. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so sexy.
Yeah, everybody's having so much.
Because it's a destination.
Now I'm thinking about my brother having a whole bunch of sex in Nebraska, man.
That's on you. That's not on me. You're going to be in that studio apartment.
Oh, no.
Would you rather think about your poop hitting your brother or your brother having sex?
My poop. That makes me laugh really hard.
Then I would say
we're still doing this? Okay, cool.
Doing sexy space. Okay. I bet Arizona and New Mexico in the fall and the spring, sexy. Mm. Winters and summers, not sexy.
In Arizona?
California is pretty. I think California is pretty. I'm going to say it. I don't think it's sexy.
Yeah. You can say that. Have you ever been to a fully nude beach?
No, I have not.
Would you want to go?
No. I might answer this while we talk.
Okay. I have been to a fully nude beach.
Tell us about it. Where was that at?
That was when I was on a family cruise. We were on a family carnival cruise. And at one of the destinations in the Virgin Islands, there was a nude beach. And that is where my parents took the family. Me and my brother, or maybe both of my brothers, my mom and dad, and my granny, all went to the nude beach. And I remember as we walked up, there was this lady laying out.
Wait, hang on. Who was going with y'all to the nude beach?
I was like 11 years old. And it was.
Sounds very European.
My mom and dad.
Okay.
My bubs, me, and my granny.
Now, where was this at?
Somewhere in the Virgin Islands.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? I just remembered dad met a guy in the Virgin Islands and we got to pet a monkey. And this is before we had our own monkeys. And I think dad got scammed out of like $1,000. The guy said he was going to send him a monkey. But the nude beach they took us to. And, you know, it's optional to be nude. And as we're walking up, there was a lady just laid out buck naked.
and you could see her boobies. And Dad said, "Look at them pancakes, son." And I'm like, "Oh my God."
That's not the point of the nude beach. The nude beach is so everybody's comfortable.
Well, my dad also just thought it was funny to just every few minutes just pull his pants down.
I mean, it's a nude beach.
It's a nude beach. Why not? It's kind of like make a choice.
Did he have his bear claws? Did he have his bear claws?
Oh, I'm sure
on
he had on necklaces. Had to have had on necklaces. And then I remember I took a walk. Me and my granny used to, whenever we go to the beach, walk the beach and get seashells. And so me and my granny were walking the beach. And this man came up. And I just remember my grandma started laughing. He was buck naked. And my granny said, "Oh my God, it's this long." And then she ran. She ran into the water because she started peeing on herself.
What? How old was your granny?
I mean, because she was laughing so hard, she peed on herself.
Oh, that's so funny. Ooh, you got to prepare for that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Imagine me. I was 11. It's like
being like, damn, that's what I got to prepare for. Rough, Allie. Rough, man. Yeah. I've been seeing all these things on TikTok.
About what?
Protein recipes on TikToks.
Mm.
And I got to tell you what, I'm gassy.
What type of recipes you been making?
Yogurt, protein, banana whips, throw the protein in some stuff, blend up the protein, bake it.
Is it like protein like powder?
Yeah.
What about?
I'm trying to get strong again.
Okay. I just don't think protein powder tastes good.
It doesn't.
Okay, cool. I'm just making sure.
That's why you mix it in other stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Friend, how you feeling? Feeling good?
I'm tired, Fred.
I love you too. All right. Love y'all. Be gay.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
Of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD. And I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace. And each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'all gay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'all gay, spelled babbel.com/y'all gay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.